And that was NPR's Pam Fessler reporting. Yesterday, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee held hearings about formaldehyde contamination in FEMA trailers. Here's Chairman Henry Waxman taking one manufacturer to task.
Gulfstream had results that showed its trailers were a public health threat, and the company never told the families living in its trailers.
The chairman of Gulfstream, Jim Shea, said there weren't clear standards on the amount of formaldehyde in trailers, and that when asked, FEMA told his company not to conduct further tests. We thought this would be a good time to check in with Lindsay Huckabee, who's been on our show twice before. She's a wife and mother of five. She and her family lost their home in Pass Christian, Mississippi, to Hurricane Katrina. It's been a tough road ever since. Last time we talked to her, the family was still living in a contaminated FEMA trailer, hoping to buy some property nearby. Let's see how they're faring now. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess the question is, how are you? I know that you were living in Kiln, Mississippi, in your in-laws' backyard. What's up now?
We have, since I talked to you last, moved into a hotel where we stayed for 4 months, and 2 days ago moved into a MEMA cottage in Gulfport, Mississippi.
A MEMA cottage?
Yes.
What's MEMA?
Mississippi Emergency Management Agency.
Is it better than FEMA?
It appears to be, yes.
And so what about buying property? I know you were on the verge of buying some property. What happened there?
We had bought a piece of someone else's property. It was 9 acres, and we bought 4 of it. Mm-hmm. We went and got our paperwork and everything. And whenever we tried to get our cottage put there while we were building something, we were told by zoning that we were given bad information, that the property could no longer be divided. So basically, we just kind of lost out on what we had paid on that property.
So they sold you half their property, even though they couldn't sell you half their property?
Oh, no. The gentleman, whenever, because he and I both went to zoning to make sure that it could be done, to make sure the property was not landlocked. And 2 years ago, whenever we started paying for the property, zoning said it was fine.
Oh.
It was not until May of this year, whenever I went to go actually get a building permit, that I was told that I was given bad information. So it was not the seller's fault. It was a miscommunication or something in the zoning office in Harrison County. So we're looking into what we can do to resolve it, but it looks like we might just kind of be stuck.
Oh, gosh. So one county in Mississippi gives you bad information, and then the entire state of Mississippi helps you, you know, where taxpayers are helping you live in the MEMA housing. Tell me about your stay in that hotel in Diamond Head, Mississippi.
It was interesting. It was two adjoining rooms, and it gave us a little more, living space maybe than the trailer. The kids loved it because it had cable TV and two bathrooms, which they hadn't had in years. the most significant thing is about 3 weeks after we got into the hotel room, though, nobody has had any further symptoms as far as the bloody noses and the sinus infections. Nobody's up all night coughing anymore. We have not been to the doctor since April. Nobody in the house has. So that was the most significant change in getting out of the FEMA trailer, is that everybody's health improved.
Are you trying to pursue any legal action against the trailer manufacturers or the government or anything?
At this time, we have not filed a suit, and I will not file if I have to go class action, because I don't believe that as many people have been harmed that are joining the lawsuits.
I see. So you wouldn't want to join forces with people that maybe you thought were just taking advantage of the situation.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the number goes from around 300 complaints to thousands overnight, whenever an attorney says, hey, I can get you money, I don't feel it's within my morals to join something like that.
You're living a situation that the House is holding hearings on. I always wonder, you know, they're in Washington, they're talking about this in an abstract way, and there you are living it. Do you pay attention to that? Are you looking for some result from those House hearings?
As you know, I've been up to testify twice in D.C., so I have been following it. If I had not been up there, I probably wouldn't. Whenever I first went up there for the first oversight hearing, I kind of expected there to be some immediate action, and there wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, things move kind of slowly up there on Capitol Hill. So I will be following it because I am curious to see, you know, what is said and what is done, if anything. But I'm not holding my breath for any drastic changes either.
What's the kids' schooling like?
They are going to have to switch schools this year. Hopefully it'll be the last change they make. We are, you know, looking for another piece of property to buy, and we will try to get a piece of property in the same school zone that we're in right now. But last year, you know, they still missed several days of school, fewer than the year before. Once we got into the hotel, even though I had to drive them every morning, nobody missed any days of school, which was good.
And the kids range in age from what to what?
From 2 to 13.
Mm. And what's the family's employment situation like?
My husband has been employed pretty much since the storm. He did some subcontract work for a while. He worked at the casino down here in Bay St. Louis. And as soon as they got ready to reopen, he went back to work there. So, I mean, we've had income since before the hurricane. We didn't have a break in income. I'm basically a stay-at-home mom. I work a couple of days a week waiting tables during the school year. But during the summer, I stay home with the kids.
Yeah, so you're making income. You bought some property. That didn't work out. You're just trying to get away from anything that ends in EMA as a place to live.
Yes, sir. We just seem to not have very good luck with things like that because, the property deal was definitely a huge slap in the face because we had worked and paid thousands and thousands of dollars over 2 years, and that was our permanent exit strategy. We were going to live there in a MEMA cottage until the fall whenever we were going to start building.
Hey, well, maybe the next time we talk, it'll be the last time we talk because, you'll have everything set and on its way.
I hope so.
Lindsay Huckabee, wife and mother of five in Gulfport, Mississippi. Good luck, Lindsay.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the show, the Moose Out Front should have told you. We'll give you a ride on some of the best theme parks in the country. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.